When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Timmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretch.
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Yeah, a little Christmas music. Today is a very, very big show, a very, very festive show, because the Gasparilla Bowl kicks off at 3:30 and Crowder's team is playing. And let me tell you, when you've got a Friday 3:30 kickoff before Christmas, you're in one hell of a bowl game.
Well, you're starting already, huh?
What'd we find out it was yesterday? The human growth hormone Gasparilla Bowl.
HGH Gasparilla. Get everybody right for the holidays.
Now, today, of course, is the Channing Crowder annual toy drive, and we are at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. And Crowder is wearing a Santa hat.
Hey.
And he already is bearing gifts, even though today is only December 20th. I am holding, I'll show Jimmy and Solana on the video monitor, a McRib. Crowder stopped by in a festive and generous mood.
I'm feeling good today.
Even did hold the pickles. Look like at the beauty of that. Tree is eating one right
smashing
now.
Smashing it.
Tree's not waiting. And Josh Appel is with us. Josh Appel is going to be on the call nationally Sunday for the Dolphins-Niners game. You got the big A-list on the television broadcast is Nance and Romo.
Yes, sir.
And on the radio, it is Josh Appel nationally on Sports USA. Mm. He's with us. Crowder brought him a McRib as well. And he is already being a Grinch. He's giving you a little bah humbug and saying that he's not going to eat it.
I'll eat it on one condition.
All right.
If one of the children here from the Boys and Girls Clubs walks up and says, it will ruin my Christmas if you don't eat the McRib, I'll eat it.
Jimmy,
so far,
get in your car, hustle over here. Remember what Crowder just said. I'm going to take a bite of this McRib to start the show so that we're all in a festive mood.
Okay.
There is nothing like a bite of a McRib to get in the holiday season mood. Solana's already hurting physically, and this is probably not going to help him. What's going on, Solana? You're having, what'd you have, some bad dates or something? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't want to get into it, man. Just enjoy your McRib. I can't watch.
Too much whey?
You need some fluids? What's going on there?
Yeah, an IV would help 100% right now.
How about a McRib sauce IV?
No.
Because it's thick, it's tangy, molasses. All right, let me take a bite of this. You may want to close your eyes. Yeah. Are you nauseous or you just having a tough time today?
Yeah, just I'm going through it today. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You take some Tums?
No, I don't take Tums.
Oh my god, this is so good. You don't need Tums. You need McRib.
Might need a McRib.
McRib is nature's elixir.
Is it amazing? Is it stomach or is it hangover? You know, did
hangover.
You do anything last night?
No, it's stomach, and yeah, I'm not feeling good. I don't want to bring down the show. A big day, important day.
It is a big day, a very important day, and I'm thinking of you as I eat this McRib. Go ahead, Josh, have a little bite of your McRib there. People bringing in toys already?
Hey, man,
I'll gladly have a bite of Crowder's spicy McCrispy sandwich.
No, that is mine there, Josh. I don't know if
you... Now, why did you not bring a McRib for yourself?
They only had three left. I was McRibbing, and there's like, oh, we have three patties left. I said, don't worry about it. I get a spicy.
Not only did... I love Crowder goes prop conk. Not only did he bring McRibs, he brought one of these Coke Zeros. This is, I don't even know if that's, is that a zero? Yeah, zero. Show that zero. To the camera.
Yes.
That is the Coca-Cola Oreo mashup. And that happens to be one of the worst sodas I've ever had. And I love a good, you know, funky soda where they mash it up with something. Like I've got at home right now, the 7-Up Shirley Temple Zero.
Ugh.
I've got Dr. Pepper Cream Soda Zero.
Mm.
I love all that stuff. That Coke Oreo mashup is one of the worst sodas I've ever had in my life.
Go get one, Solana.
Mm.
That'll help settle that stomach. That's nasty.
So you can be able to jump in, Jimmy, if Solana's a scratch?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Well, you didn't sound super confident. I'd rather have a little more confidence. But
I'm
that's
confident.
All right.
Done it before.
All right. Look good.
Well, you got that hair mousse today. I believe
he's ready. He's ready for the toy drive today.
He's ready.
So today, big toy drive, and we're here at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. So we'll do the show till 6 o'clock. There is already a ton of toys laid out here. I'm sure this is part of the shopping that you guys did in advance.
Yes. Me and my kids went this year, and my kids got to pick out toys, and we had a questionnaire for some of the kids, what they wanted. So, yes, we did the older kids, the younger kids, the girls, the boys. We got tables and tables of toys out.
Look at that. Somebody's walking in with a huge bag of toys right now. Sir, will you say that you will not drop off those toys unless Josh has a bite of his McRib? We would appreciate that. Yeah.
Oh, he dropped the set of toys without hesitation.
Well, he will not eat the McRib. He will not allow you to leave toys for these kids. Here, look
as
at Aronde.
A big old bridge.
Oh, perfect. Let's take my McRib.
Aronde Gadsden has walked in.
Oh, gee.
He is going to save Josh Appel because he's going to eat that McRib with no problem. Look at you, OG. That's right. You got yourself.
Why the barbecue off the side?
Aronde has walked in.
I love that sweater.
That is a great-looking sweater. He's dressed like the Grinch. You better eat that McRib, man. You got to sit down and enjoy it the right way.
Get you one.
So just like Aronde and other listeners have walked in, you come on by, you bring a new unwrapped toy, as many as you want. We're loading them up here. We already have a great head start, and there are going to be some very happy kids leaving this Boys and Girls Club tonight. And then the overflow toys will be distributed amongst how many Boys and Girls Clubs in Fort Lauderdale?
13 in Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale. Broward. It's 13 in Broward. So we just can move them around as many kids can get a toy. But there's none that's going
Unused.
Yes, ungiven. So just move them around. It's only the 20th now, and like I said, a lot of kids continue to go all the way up to Christmas. So we got a number of days to make a bunch of kids smile, and we're about to see hundreds of smiles today.
Show Appel, show Crowder and Solana and Jimmy here the toys you've brought, and let everybody
He might have messed around and succeeded this year.
So first of all, I brought the annual bobblehead, and I thought it was a Jake Berger bobblehead that was still in my car, but it's actually a Dontrell Willis bobblehead.
Now that I think is worth something. I'm not certain I would give that away. That's a collectible.
That might disappear here in a second.
And the secondary options, a couple of Lego City Lego sets.
Everybody
loves a Lego. A little helicopter.
Except me. I never liked Legos because I didn't have the patience for it. You know me. I like
put them together.
I like toys that come together. It's my whole thought about grilling. Well, I'll just Uber in and they're cooking for me. Everybody's got to do everything themselves. I can buy a toy, a helicopter. It whirs. Somebody made it. It's terrific. I can put one together. It's not going to be right. I'm not going to get the skids right. I don't know what's going to happen.
The skids.
You got to know your wheelhouse.
What about accomplishment?
No, none. Feel none. I feel none. I feel a great sense of accomplishment when I buy something, and I know I didn't have to make it. Let's do headlines to start out the 2 o'clock hour here. Josh Appel is going to hang with us a little bit. Aronde Gadsden is here. We'll talk some Dolphins with him. And Solana and Jimmy will sweat it out. Solana, really, in the studio in Miami Gardens. He looks peaked at best. Here are your headlines brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. At Durell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durell Volkswagen.
We got some South Florida action tonight.
Is something coming back on you that you ate last night? Like what did you have anything iffy?
Yeah, I made a quesadilla, and I might have made it. Yeah, like I made my own quesadilla. I have tortillas at home. I have cheese. I had.
Is why I don't make anything, because look at him. I'm eating a McRib. I've never felt healthier.
Yeah, he has a nasty house to hawk. Roach legs in his quesadilla.
The problem is I might have, now looking back on what I did, used an expired bag of cheese that I never threw out.
That'll come back to haunt you every time.
Yeah, he can't even laugh hard.
You see him sprint. One funny joke, he's gonna go sprinting down the hallway. We're going to have another frozen chocolate cake situation on our hands.
The Miami Heat, they do play tonight. They're back in action. They have the Oklahoma City Thunder at home tonight. Tip-off will be at 8 p.m. But how about the Florida Panthers? Also back in action tonight. They get the St. Louis Blues at the Amerant Bank Arena.
All right, very good.
That's a 7 p.m.
game you can hear on 560 and Panthers on 790, I'm guessing?
Yes, AM 790 tonight.
Tree is not acknowledging yes.
Thank you, Tree. The Chargers beat the Broncos last night, gentlemen.
They did. They
34
did. I had the over.
27.
I had the over. I had one ticket last night, cashed the over, feel very good.
What a delight that is, right?
Oh, when you know it's going over in the first half.
Yeah.
So what was it? Maybe 4 or 5 minutes into the second half, it hit the over.
That was
such a play. I mean, it was, and it's the kind of football game I love to watch. You know, it's just score, 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 score. I love that.
I like old Harbaugh, man. I don't know why. I just like him. I like his
demeanor.
Did
you see the free kick?
Yes.
How about that?
That's weird.
Can somebody explain that to me?
Broadcasting the game. Would you have known what was going on?
I hate to admit, but it probably would have taken me a second. Hopefully someone else on our crew would have known the rule. I'm sure. So I'm working with James White this weekend. He obviously played for Belichick. I would imagine James White has practiced situations like that. It's so rare. It was awesome. And Harbaugh's done it twice. He's tried one twice.
Oh, is that so?
Once unsuccessfully, and this one successfully. Back when he was the Niners coach, he tried a 71-yard free kick.
That's crazy.
Did you know?
100%. Nope.
Like, when it happened.
I won't even, yes.
I mean, one of the announcers said, I don't know if it was Herb Street or Al Michaels, but then they were showing, like, on the sidelines, like, the special teams coordinator knew immediately, which I guess makes sense, but also, if it happens once every 50 years, you also couldn't blame someone maybe for not gathering what was going
to
happen.
But think about how rare the occasion has to be, the situation has to be. You're not going to do it with time left on the clock. So it's got to be a last-second play
it's an expiring half.
Right, and the ball has to be around midfield for you to do that. And the only reason they were able to is because of the personal foul that was called on the punt prior, or else they would have just taken it and gone to halftime.
I mean, there's almost no scenarios where you're actually able to kick that for points.
Right.
Once every 50 years.
Right, once every 50 years.
When I was sitting there with Lil' Chan, and he's like, what are they doing, Daddy? I said, I don't know what they're doing.
I have no idea. I was wondering if the fans in the stands knew.
They had no clue.
Right? Because they weren't announcing it, and they didn't explain it well. And I imagine the fans were like, why are they kicking off? Like, it was really wild. I love watching that where you see something that you've never seen before.
That was awesome.
Great. I had that happening at plus 90,000. I had, I don't even know what it's called. I had free kick for a field goal at the end of the first half. Yes, plus 90,000. So that was a good
Really? Day. That was good odds?
Yeah.
That's that hard. But it just made smart, man.
Smart.
But you have to fair catch it, right? With 0 seconds left on the clock?
Had to be a fair catch penalty.
It has to be the immediate play after a fair catch.
Yes.
You cannot run a play.
And so, obviously, the only time you would kick that is if there's no other time left on the clock. Because
it has to be the last play.
If you get that penalty and there's still 4 minutes, you're just getting 15 yards.
Right, correct.
So there's it's such a rare scenario.
In the NFL, if there wasn't that penalty, there's no way somebody's going to punt the ball to get you at the 50-yard line.
Right.
They're going to boom it all the way to the other side of the field.
Correct.
So, yeah, that's why it doesn't happen that often.
Wild.
Well, anyways, the Chargers beat the Broncos. So that means what for the Miami Dolphins? One might ask. And I'm one. I'm asking.
You want to know? I know.
I have it written down.
You guys did a great job explaining it yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we were rough. Today I have it.
All right, you ready? I have it written down, Hawk, but I still don't know what we – like, I'm not entirely sure.
It starts with winning out. Have to win out.
Okay, well, then forget it. And then we'll just move on.
Dolphins went out. Chargers and Colts have to lose another one, right?
Right. Two of these four things have to happen.
Oh, see, now you're
so the Dolphins have to win out.
Yes, that's
the
first
thing. And now two of these four things have to happen. The Colts lose one of their last three. Mm. The Broncos lose their last two. The Chargers lose their last two. Or the Ravens lose their last three.
You say, OG, go get your plane ticket. Go on, call mama, tell her I'm gonna be home in a couple weeks.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
But it starts with winning out. Dolphins have to win out. Win your next three. Worry about where things fall. Win your next three.
College football playoff schedule. Here we go. Quarterfinal start tonight. Notre Dame, Indiana. Tonight.
Like passing up the Gasparilla Bowl. I mean, don't you want to give that some love?
I'll get to the Gasparilla Bowl, but don't you think the college football playoff holds
the Gasparilla Bowl kicks off in an hour, and it's Crowder's team. I mean, this is – are we gonna put a little money on it, or is it a bad look to put money on from the Boys and Girls Club? I mean, I feel like this should almost – I mean, eating a McRib here is already sketchy enough.
If I don't place the bet here, I'm just watching it. Is it bad? Because – I think I got a bad line, though, too.
Let me see what it is. Is that what it is? Gators minus?
No, I got to be minus 12, 13.
I can't access my Hard Rock app here in the Boys Club, but I'm on their network, and maybe they've taken the gambling. Maybe they've blocked the gambling apps. Probably not a bad idea.
Florida, I think, opened as a 14-point favorite. I think now it's down to 10.
It's 10?
Yeah.
I got it at 13 yesterday.
It is indeed blocked, so. I won't ask you about the other sites that I'm concerned about then as well.
Please don't look up his search engines. It's going to be some foolishness.
My search engine.
Firefox? Netscape?
Mozilla.
It's 10? Man, I'm 10. Minus 13.
Really? It's down to 10?
10, 10 and a half was the last that I saw this morning.
Interesting.
Should I cash out?
Well, you'd be taking it at a loss.
They're not
going to give you the money that you paid to cash out 3 points less.
I see.
Look, here's the first batch of kids coming in off the school bus.
They realize
something special's going on today because they see the white guy eating the McRib. They go, well, this is not normal. What is going on? The other white guy holding up a D-Train bobblehead.
Anyone?
Look at that. All the kids are walking in.
I love the little
Look at that, Solana.
It's
They're all coming
beautiful.
In. They're seeing the toys that are all lined up
so
over
confused.
There.
Feels like Christmas.
Man,
signing
awesome.
In.
The future of our world right
Time
now.
Time of their lives. Yeah, they got to do better than the five that we've put up on the screen here. There have got to be five kids walking in that are going to do better for the world than this five that's up here right now. Solana's biting his fingers. He needs to run to the bathroom so fast.
Yeah, bad guts.
I mean, I'm dying for a commercial break, and Hawk goes, well, what about the Gasparilla Bowl, huh?
What'd you say? Fighting Irish, Indiana, what you got?
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, Pell's right, by the way. I'm looking at it. Tulane plus 10 today. So Florida, 10-point favorite. You can get Tulane money line plus 300. Right
Look
now,
at all these toys that are coming in right now, by the way. This is a double-decker
double-decker
tray of toys. I'm telling you, this is early because by 2:30, like, we are loaded up.
This is awesome.
We appreciate everyone who stopped by already, and certainly many are on the way.
Notre Dame, Indiana, first college football playoff game. It's the quarterfinal tonight, and then tomorrow, Penn State, SMU's at 12. Texas Clemson's at 5. Ohio State, Tennessee will be at 8 p.m. The first round of the first ever college football playoff.
All right.
Notre Dame, Indiana under.
Notre Dame, Indiana under.
Mm.
All right. Well,
they don't. The offenses
so
are
certain.
Garbage.
The Indiana offense is garbage?
The Notre Dame defense is locked down. The weather's bad. I think it's just a 20 to 17 game.
Let me have a little poll here with the kids.
No, we're not allowed to do that.
What do you think of the Notre Dame Indiana under?
51. 52.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, gorgeous afternoon. It'll get a little chilly this weekend. That is your weather.
All right, you have to run to the bathroom, Solana.
I'll see you guys in a few minutes.
I feel like he's one of the kids here. You need to go to the bathroom? You need to go to the bathroom? Let me know if you need to go to the bathroom. Josh Appel is with us. We're at the Channing Crowder 13th Annual Toy Drive for the Boys and Girls Club. We're at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale, and the toys are coming in fast and furious, and the kids are coming in fast and furious, looking good for Christmas. I love your outfit. Everybody's looking good. We're going to have some fun here this afternoon, and if you've got a moment, Aronde Gadsden's here. He's going to hop on. He's going to talk some Dolphins with us.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Poo-poo and Endoro. Pee-pee and Endoro.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
So it is our very special broadcast, once a year broadcast at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale, and it's the Channing Crowder Toy Drive, and we really do have a great head start and already have had a ton of toys dropped off from listeners.
Hey, so let me ask you a question.
Appreciate that. Here's a Rhonda Getz.
This McRib got no pickles.
I know. He did that for me. Hold the pickles.
Hold the pickles.
Yeah.
And you know what? I got a spicy
you
chicken.
Do that, you do that for them. You don't do that for us, man. We like pickles. You, bro.
They put the long pickles on there now.
Yeah, huh? no one likes the pickles on there.
Yeah,
no
they do.
I'm speaking for my contingent, but nobody likes the pickles on there.
Not sure what you guys are doing here. My contingent, us.
Black people like vinegar.
Oh, I was talking about non-pickle-like people. Now, Rhonda Gadsden is sitting down with us. Josh Appel is with us as well. Josh will be on the call nationally of Dolphins Niners Sunday on Sports USA. Let me ask you something that we're going to have a little.
We learned that's a must win.
Little Dolphins conversation. We learned it's a must win. Little Dolphins conversation while we have some time this afternoon because things go off the rails later on.
Right.
I was saying yesterday to Solana and Crowder, I can identify what went wrong with the Dolphins this year. I don't think it's like a big confusing puzzle. I identify it. They were woefully unprepared when Tua went down. Mm-hmm. Period, end of story. For me, if I'm Chris Greer or Mike McDaniel, I can walk into Stephen Ross's office. This is my opinion. I can walk into Stephen Ross's office and say, I made a mistake, and I'm not going to make that mistake again. Everything else, we can address offensive line through the draft. We can address pieces. Right. We're not that far away. Had we won two out of those four games Tua was missing rather than one or three out of those four games, this is a completely different season. You're not pressed at the end to run the table. And so I made the case yesterday, I can identify the problem. Get a veteran backup quarterback, i.e. Teddy Bridgewater, who wants to come back into the league. I made a case for him yesterday. Do you think there's bigger problems than that, or do you think the Dolphins could be solved by fixing that issue?
Well, I mean that's definitely one of the issues. I think I've said this for the last 3 years. We only got plan A. We don't have a plan B, and that plays into the same scenario you're talking about. Tua went down. Now, what's the plan B? And the plan B was to bring in another quarterback and call the same plays as if Tua was in there. That didn't work. And I think it's not working now. I think we need to switch up. We need to, adapt to the game situation. And I just think that Coach McDaniel just hasn't done that as well as I thought he would have anyway. Whether he thinks it or not, that's one thing. But I think he hasn't. He hasn't been able to make those. You know, when you see those coaches, or you talk about, Belichick or some other coaches who make the adjustment. Like we came out. Something happened last night too, because Broncos were up and everybody was dancing, and then they came out and then they weren't. After the kick,
it looked like they were going to smoke them.
Yeah, after the free kick, something happened. You know what I mean? And I don't know what it was, but they made adjustments. I just think some games we haven't, you know, for me, especially being a receiver, like this 37 to 42% of the passes being thrown behind the line of scrimmage is upsetting. You know?
Who does that remind you of?
This is upsetting. I mean,
that's Jay Fiedler-esque.
Hey, I like Jay.
I like Jay as well. Reminds me of the offense.
OG wasn't the bubble screen.
No, I definitely wasn't getting nothing.
Get him, OG.
I was blocking. You know what I'm saying? The linebacker's coming. You know, Channing buzzing to the flat. Come on, man. Like, we catching blocks. You know, I just think, like, because, you know, when we put in all the other quarterbacks, right, you have to play to their strengths, not their weaknesses. Tyler Huntley, not a time and throw type of guy. Like, you put them in a bad situation, ask them to do, you know, all this motion and all the, you know, pirouettes and all the stuff that Tua does. It's just too much.
I think the best example of what you're talking about this year is what Matt LaFleur did with Malik Willis for two games.
Exactly.
While Jordan Love was out.
Exactly.
We all saw what Malik Willis looked like for Tennessee. He's not a guy that's going to throw the ball around and look like Jordan Love does.
Right.
But Matt LaFleur adjusted their offense to what Malik Willis does well. They went on the field with Malik Willis.
Right.
Put them in a decent position.
But also, Malik Willis is better than any of the three quarterbacks that the Dolphins had.
And also, the Packers are better up front. They have probably a better defense. And they this year have a better running game. Like, the Dolphins this year have their big plays have evaporated. They're at the bottom of the league in total amount of big plays, whether it's running or throwing. They're averaging like 2 yards less per carry than last year, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much, and yeah, we can point to, because even when Tua is playing well, Devon Achane's averaging 3.5 yards per carry or less.
There's
the last
There's a staggering number. I got to look at it. It was Omar's column yesterday in the Herald, but I think they led the league in rushing last season, and they're second to last
yards per carry.
Yeah.
Like that's a crazy drop off.
But to what you said for Chris Greer and them to walk into Stephen Ross's office and say that. They have to win out because Tua is now here. To have that argument,
correct.
It's the 49ers who are not good this year.
Correct.
The Browns who just changed to Dante Trevin Robinson, whatever the hell his name is.
ETR.
Dante Trevin Robinson.
And the Jets. What's his name again?
No, you nailed it. Dante. Just call him Dante. Everybody calls him Dante.
Call him I call him Trev. So Don Trev, he's there. But they have to have that argument. Tua's back now. But just going back to Green Bay getting blown out in primetime, the Texans game, an AFC a playoff team, that will be the pushback of all that argument, Hawk. Is that?
But this is what I'm saying.
You can beat who?
Are you
the Jets? You can beat the Jets again?
Are you going in there to say that? To save your job?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Like, are you saying that for the team, bro? Like,
no, all I'm saying is there's a case to be made.
Give us another year to do what?
Here's the thing, though. Give us another year. We're going to be more prepared in one situation that we can identify, which is the backup quarterback position. Because I argue to you, if you were better prepared in that position, if Teddy Bridgewater was your backup quarterback, you're not going to look embarrassing out there or
but would you win the games though?
I mean Solana had
you know what I'm gonna say.
What? That you will?
No, I'm saying well, just as far as backup quarterbacks go.
I know you like Mike White, but here's the thing about Mike White.
I want
a veteran. I'm talking
8 years.
I'm talking a Joe Flacco successful type backup.
What up, dog? And when you get a chance to pick your toys, let me help you, all right?
Why do you think he needs your help?
Because there's a lot of toys. He could get overwhelmed.
Right.
I'm going to just give him three I would pick. If I was his age.
Kids like, I don't want Othello. What's wrong with you, old man?
Do you like them fishing rods over there?
Ooh.
Nobody wants those. So Crowder did.
What?
They did like a poll of the kids at all the Boys and Girls Clubs. Nobody wanted fishing poles and fishing lures, so that's what he goes out and buys because he wants them.
My guy right here.
What does he want? Fishing pole?
Yeah, with the Batman book bag. Yeah.
He doesn't want the Lego Batman.
Yeah.
He don't want that.
Well, he got on the sacks too.
My point was on the backup quarterback, a veteran, a Joe Flacco, a Teddy Bridgewater. Who were some of the other names that we had yesterday?
It was
Carson Wentz.
Those type guys.
Right. And that's fair, but I would also say
I got $7 if you pick one of the fishing rods.
You want
$9?
Leave these kids alone. He's so scared of a rod. And then Aronde put up his fist to give him a fist bump, and the kid just stared at him and then walked away. You leave the kids alone. We're not going to invite you back here.
All right. We could talk about if they had a better back.
Aren't you an educator?
But listen, I'm trying to help them. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Offering a kid on the sly $9?
Well, I just want to affect the poll that the crowd is having. Stop the vote. Oh, geez, yeah.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just saying, I we could talk about the backup quarterback, and that's fine, but we've seen what they look like when Tua stays healthy the whole season, and we know that the way that they're built is not one that is actually going to.
Don't you think it would have progressed a little this year from last year?
It's good enough to be a playoff team, but is it good enough to go on a run in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl? I don't think that, as currently constructed, they are. They've got a lot of flaws.
Then what are you going to do?
That's a good take. We took the biggest hit
on defense. I think the defense took a step back.
They did.
Last year when we had the defense with the guy with the mullet.
Van Ginkle.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins.
Yeah. I said we should have signed
Vic Fangio. Maybe he was a big difference.
For whatever reason, it doesn't feel like it, but aside from scoring defense, they're still top 10 in a lot of defensive categories this year. I know that they've failed a couple times at the end of games. Obviously, right. Arizona and Buffalo comes to mind. But they're like the sixth best team on third down. They're top right outside the top five in red zone defense. It's been a statistically good defense this year, but they've had trouble getting to the quarterback. They've had trouble creating turnovers, and they've been on the field a lot. So, you know, on the whole, it looks good, but, like, there are situations where they've come up short, and obviously not having Bradley Chubb and not having Jalen Phillips, and then you have Shaq Barrett retire before the season. It's great that Chop Robinson has developed the way he has because he's getting more snaps, but now imagine a defense that has Chubb, Phillips, and Chop Robinson coming off the edge.
But the Arizona game, what backup quarterback would you have liked to see?
Well, Tua played in that game.
Someone's computer is feeding back the sound. Who's not muted?
Yeah, want me to work out the controls here?
Don't touch trees stuff. Is your computer, is everything muted?
I would say, and I've said it before, so I'm like going back to old school football, whatever it is. Mm. When you look at the top teams right now that are favored to win the Super Bowl, they can run the ball and dominate the trenches.
Yep.
That's where the Dolphins. You're talking about a flaw? If Tua's not there, I understand what you're saying, Hawk. But they cannot dominate the trenches. It's boring to talk about.
But how were they first in the league in yards per carry
last season? They lost a $100 million guard in Robert Hunt. Like, I'm not saying
And they drafted Patrick Paul.
Right, but but he's on the outside. You're going with Robert Jones and Liam Eichenberg. You're
trying to improve
for sure. And trenches. And
you're going with Liam Eichenberg.
But they are.
Hawk wanted to separate himself from Liam quick. I ain't saying Liam good. Ooh, don't put that on me.
But that's where they're.
Give one of those fishing poles to Liam Eichenberg. And $9. Say, hit it.
Tell him, hey, take this for Sunday.
No. I'm with you. But I'm saying what my greater point is. You don't need a retool. Like they didn't.
Yes, they should have been a playoff team this year if they had competent quarterback play in those games.
And then you start to tweak whether it's having a different play caller, whether it's
they need to get bigger on the outside.
But let's go through the four games that we had. We had four games for the backup. What were they?
Indianapolis, Tennessee,
loss.
Jeez, they beat New England on the road and Seattle. Yeah. So that was those four.
So lost to Seattle, lost to Tennessee.
They beat New England. That was the one win.
Yeah.
Their tight end had like a foot on the back line for the go-ahead touchdown at the end. They very easily could have lost all four.
There you go. There you go. The foot on the back line. There you go. That always helps. But I'm saying, so those games, so we have to go into the play if that's your point.
It's not me.
There is
there is volume coming out of somewhere that's causing a repeat. And Tree is pointing at Appel. Tree is 100%.
My volume's down.
Appel just
Tree is saying it is Appel 100%.
My volume's down.
Did you mute? I just heard you say down twice.
And my mic's muted on there. So I didn't touch my iPad since the show started. So
well, Tree took that thing away, and there's no more repeating of your of your voice. You want to apologize to everyone?
Because I didn't do anything wrong.
Wait, you literally did something wrong.
Didn't. The volume is down.
Don't you know he has a game this weekend? He didn't do anything wrong.
Didn't do anything wrong.
It's always on the engineer's fault, even though the engineer corrected it. Anyway, let's continue this conversation. I want to take a break so that we don't get too far behind this afternoon. So we're going to take a break. Rondé Gadsden's with us. You can stick around for another segment.
Yep.
You can stick around for another segment.
Have you got more McRibs?
I mean,
with pickles.
I got about half mine left, but there is a McDonald's right down the corner.
Oh, all right.
Right around the corner.
We're at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale, the Channing Crowder 13th Annual Toy Drive.
We got fishing rods.
Kids are coming in. The toys are coming in. It is happening.
Nice.
So if you are getting out of work early or getting out of work on time and you can stop by with a new unwrapped toy, any age group, any gender, it is appreciated because they are all going to go to a great cause this holiday season.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, yeah. Craig, tell your fine daddy I said,